Welcome back, everyone. It is the Me To We Talk podcast. And yes, it is the Truth Serum series, where we promise to tell you the truth.
The whole truth.
And nothing but the truth.
So help me God.
Yes, and today's episode, I am so excited about, you guys.
Let them know.
Boo. Okay, I'm going to let them know. You all, did you know that this weekend is so special to this marriage? So special. It is so precious because it is our 12-year anniversary.
Yes. Give the people what they want. 12 years.
12 years. I'm so happy about it. I have never been so happy to express how much I really, really love you. I love you so much, and I hope you feel the same.
You hear that pause for dramatic effect, people?
Oh, really, dude? Really?
Yes, of course I feel the same way, girl. I mean, like, I'm falling more and more in love with you every day. Mm-hmm. It's, like, official.
Why would there be a pause?
That it was for dramatic effect.
No, there's no dramatic effect. It makes it I'm not sure if I really love you.
This is a movie, and that was a pause for dramatic effect. God is writing this movie. Like, he is Steven Spielberg. He is Martin Scorsese. Come on now. He got some Oscars.
I would tell you, y'all, in these 12 years, this man has learned how to talk himself out of stuff. Not always successfully, but he's learned, okay?
Hey, gotta try.
Well, you guys, again, we have gone to our topic today, and it is called My Precious Precious. And we
you
want
are my precious.
That's right. You're my precious, precious. Now, we don't want it to, you know, go creepy, you know, kind of like, you remember how Gollum was in The Lord of the Rings? We don't want you to covet the ring.
Why?
Right? We don't want you to covet the ring. We want you to honor the preciousness of your marriage, right?
Okay? Kiss the ring. Kiss
no,
the ring.
No. But, you know, the stop it. But it has been a good journey, to say the least, right?
You're funny.
Really? Am I?
Like, I didn't know you were this funny. Like, man, I'm super lucky. And I'm not even being facetious.
Whatever.
I am super lucky.
I don't know that I'm funny. I think that I'm always, like, I'm serious, but you have helped me to be a little bit more humorous. And God knows that you can laugh all day, and then you make me laugh. And I'm talking about those deep belly laughs.
Yeah.
That's what I get in this marriage.
Hey, humor feeds the soul.
It does. It feeds it, and it feeds it well, and I will take it. I'll take a whole spoonful of laughter, you know?
Hey,
the Bible says it's medicine for the soul, so I want it.
Say
okay.
That.
Remember a spoonful of sugar? You don't remember that?
No.
Okay, he's still not.
I'm not co-signing no things
okay,
I don't know.
Really? That was Mary Poppins.
Who?
Mary Poppins from Disney. What are you talking
Wasn't
about?
Wasn't she a nanny?
She was. A spoonful of sugar makes the medicine go down.
Okay, now I remember that commercial.
No, that wasn't a commercial.
I've seen that somewhere. It's not Geico?
It was from the movie.
I've seen it somewhere.
Okay, I'm done. Okay,
I never saw the movie.
Let us get back to the topic at hand. 12 years married to you, honey.
12 years a slave?
No, that, not 12 years.
Talking about movies. Talking about movies. 12 long years.
I'm so done with you. Well, I want to talk about how it even came about that we got married in the first place. Now, you guys have listened to the podcast, and we talked about on January 18th, the meaning of January 18th, and it's a three-part to that. We really need to record part four.
They need to go back and listen to part three, one, two, and three, just to refresh their memory.
Okay, go back, listen to part one, two, and three, January 18th, and it will tell you how we met. It really brings out when we got engaged,
right?
And we began talking, and that was how the precipice of this podcast began. That's how we started. We said, hey, you know what? We started talking on that day, so we launched it on January 18th of 2020, and I want to say God has blessed us ever since, right?
Amen.
January 18th is special, don't get me wrong, but September 7th, dude, I mean, that just takes the cake. I mean, the wedding cake, okay?
Come on.
So that was the day that our ministry of love began. Am I saying that correctly?
That's the day it all went down.
Yeah.
Like, I paid for that day.
Stop.
That's why it's etched in my memory.
Is it? Is it? Because I distinctly remember I was walking down the aisle. I was holding my daddy's arm. It was playing Brian McKnight.
You're more than wonderful.
Yep, right.
More than amazing.
And I'm walking down the aisle. And at the end of the aisle was my groom all dressed in white.
Say that.
Yes, you were looking stunning in a manly, handsome way. And you were just crying.
Who? Crying. Why are you?
You were just crying.
Why are you gonna put my business out on the street like that?
You were just showing all that
love.
Who was
grinding? First off, ladies and gentlemen, we had an outdoor wedding. So
we did.
Who's to say it wasn't hot? It gets hot in Chicago.
Oh, really?
She might have saw crying and perspiration, uh-huh. Whatever, however you want to say it.
Uh-huh. It was tears. It was tears of joy.
It was perspiration.
It was tears of joy.
It was tears of anguish.
Really? You, whatever.
That I was trying to beat the heat.
Uh-huh.
But
right.
No, in all seriousness, I mean, I might have shed a tear or two because, you know, I saw.
Or three.
A three, you know. Good things come in threes.
But you know what? That was, to me, watching you at the end tearing up, it let me know how serious this was. And you were just looking at me and you were telling me, you were like, you're so beautiful. And I just, I felt so valued. I felt so, that moment was precious to me, you know? And
no, it was.
I felt like I was yours and you were mine.
Hands down. Planning a wedding and talking about a wedding and you're getting ready for a wedding, you know, it's all on paper.
Yeah, that's true.
Like when you're in that moment and I saw you and it's actually taking place, mm-hmm. Oh, the gravity of the situation, like, it's there.
Yeah.
Like, it's not even heavy, but the weight is there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's getting real. It's about to go down.
It had gravitas, right?
Say it.
Yeah, it has some weight to it.
Yeah.
You know, we had some substance to our union, you know, in that moment. Yeah, that's when it became real to me, because I think, you know, how you can get caught up in the planning of the day,
right.
You know, and for all the brides that, you know, you already know, right? You're planning, you've been thinking of this day for many, many years, probably in most cases since childhood, right? It's been ingrained in you. And you plan and I will tell you, I had a different look on it. You know, my parents have been married now going on it's just made 45 years on August 16th. I'm so proud of them. But I saw the ups and downs of marriage. And so I don't know that I was distinctly like, hey, I want to be married when I first thought about it. I really thought about traveling, because remember, we were both going on different paths at first. We said we were going to do completely different things,
right?
But you know, many are the plans of a man's heart. It's God's purpose that prevails.
Amen.
And I said I was going to travel. I was actually planning to go to Greece. It was just so many different places I was planning to go to.
And I was moving to Atlanta.
Yes.
About to transfer my job and, you know, just going to get back together with my best friends from high school. We're about to make it happen.
Right. Were you guys going to do a business? You guys were going to do something together. It was something you all planned to do. It didn't sound like it was a real plan. You just planned that y'all were going to do whatever that was together. That's
what it
sounded
like.
Haters
going to hate. Haters going to hate people. This hater is strong for 12 years. But you know what? I pushed through. I push through, people. I do it for y'all.
Right.
Because it ain't even about me anymore. It's about right. Y'all.
Stop. And so I'm sorry. I mean it. Okay. But they were going down to Atlanta and I was going off, you know, and I was going to travel and I was really all about my career. I wasn't thinking about getting married. And it was just something about when Connell and I were together for the first time, when I first met him, and I just couldn't. Real talk, I couldn't keep my eyes off of him. Now, you all know we didn't get along over the phone, but I think it was on purpose because we didn't see each other. We were just talking over the phone. And again, go back and listen to those episodes, part 1, 2, and 3. You will love it. But when we first started seeing each other and I laid eyes on him, it was something different about it. You know, I just felt like I was home already. I don't know. I just felt comfort. And it was weird to me. And I
received that.
I kept trying to shake it. I tried to avoid. I did. I tried to shake the relationship.
I'm unshakable.
But it's because I didn't understand it. I didn't understand the relationship.
You just couldn't handle it. Like, it was something new.
Right.
Super transparent, because we've done it before. Like, you had been engaged before.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think you understood the words behind when you said I do until you said I do to me.
Yeah.
Like, you really felt it. And
it's I'm just sorry, something. You better say that.
It's
that
just
was
something
sexy.
About Connell Hollins Jr.
Oh my God!
That man, it'll shake you. It'll shake you
it
to your
will.
Core. Connell will shake some stuff up, and it's cool, you know.
It will. I will say that you made such an impression upon my heart. You really did. And it was different to me. It was so precious to me. And I know we keep saying it, but it really was. It was so precious.
It was.
Every moment.
And let me not sell you short. Like, you literally brought things to me I never even knew I had. Like, you challenged me to be a better person, a better man. Thank God I stepped up to that challenge because I wanted to be with you. Like, you made me want more and want to do more. And like you said, traveling to Greece and things of that nature. Like, I never really thought about traveling outside the country until I got with you. It just never crossed my mind. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you
like,
mean.
Like, you're around the things you're around, and you think about things you think about. And because of you, I thought about more. I thought about wanting more and doing more. And I realized I had the capacity for more because of you.
Oh, babe.
And that's only God. Because, like, God puts people in your life that challenge you and make you want to be better because you have that ability to do better,
right?
And that's who you are to me. Like, you're my motivation. That's our song to people. Let me be your motivation.
Stop it.
Yes. What's our Neo song to Neo and Fabulous? You make me better.
You make
Come
me
on,
better.
Fam.
That's right.
This
I
woman
love
makes
that song.
Me better.
I love that song.
Like, I couldn't be half the person I am right now without her, because I'll fall back. Oh. Like, my personality, like, I'm too chill sometimes, and I'll settle for some things. But my wife lets me know, like, you don't gotta settle for anything. Like, the sky's the limit.
That's true.
A no is just a soft yes until they say yes. Come on, people.
That's right. I mean, seriously, you know, I always think of, you know, when we would talk about those things and our dreams and our aspirations, and you would say you wanted certain things, I would say, and I literally would go back to the word, and it would talk about, he has never seen the children of God begging for bread. Mm. We don't have to beg. You know, we have an inheritance that we literally can take a hold of. You know, if we understand the precious blood of Jesus, like, if you understand that it can wash you clean, it can make you better, you can be stronger, and this union can make you better, right? Because it literally is an example of Christ's love for the church, right? You know, the groom is to love his wife just as Christ loved the church. It is something. And then, you know, wives, you're to honor your husband just as you would honor Christ. It is something sweet about this union. And I'm telling you, these 12 years, I could take another 12, 20, 30, 40, as many God will give us, as many as God will give us, I Amen. Will take it, and I will sop it up with a biscuit, because I love it.
Girl, we're going to notebook this thing. We're going out together.
We always say that, you guys.
80s,
that was our 90
movie. Year old, we're going to be in that home together, like, hey, you ready? Let's go see the man.
You all, and that's how I knew, you know, I have my own place. I have my apartment, and Connell came over to watch a movie with me, and it was The Notebook. And we always talk about that movie, because in that movie, but not along, not even just that movie, we created our own life movie,
right?
Because I remember he didn't make a pass at me or anything like that. He was such a gentleman. And I told you, when I looked at him and I looked into his eyes, I literally felt like his eyes were like the windows of heaven. Like, and I don't, and I'm just saying this, and this is gonna give him a big head, but I loved him in the fact of, he didn't touch me, he didn't lay hands on me, he didn't press upon me, he just asked for permission. He asked permission to hold my hand. He asked permission to kiss me. You know, those things are so valuable to a woman, because you want it to be your choice, you know.
Agreed.
And everything, I felt like you gave me the choice, and I always chose to love you.
Agree, but don't sell yourself short. You made me want to do these things. Like, you made me want to have a girlfriend at that time. You know what I mean? Like, you made me want to have a wife. You made me want more. Because I was super content with just being chill. Like, I was cool with just dating. But it was something about you that I felt like it was going to be more than just dating. Like, I knew it right away.
You did.
Like, you were different. Mm. And you still are. Like, each and every day is something new about you that I may not love, but I'll grow to love. Like, you're super dope and amazing. Like, I love your tenacity. I know of how you fight for your family, how you fight for those around you, how you fight for your friends, and how you care for people.
Oh, thank you.
Like, you're just amazing.
Oh, come on. Now, we're having this love fest now.
That's what it's, come on, that's what 12 years about.
You know, I always tell him, he doesn't make me blush, he makes me bronze, right? And so so I'm bronzing right now, you all, if you all could see my face in this moment. But I want to tell you all why this marriage has been so precious. And so we want to give you guys 12 tips yourself that you can utilize every day that will help make your relationship precious above all things.
Yes.
Your relationship, your marriage, your engagement, because we want to be there every step of the way. Okay?
Amen.
So we're going to give them 12 steps?
12.
All right. Well, then let's start off with number one.
I'll give you 13 next year.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Number one, hang in there, y'all.
Got to.
Hang in there.
Got to hang in there.
Right? And when we say hang in there, it starts with hanging out, right?
Yeah.
And making time to be together and to do things together. And, you know, whether it's something as simple as, you know, creating or eating your favorite meal together or making a picnic or even having a weekend getaway, like we're going to have this weekend, okay?
It's going down.
It is, you know. We're just saying, basically, don't let yourselves get so busy that you push that special time to hang out or hang in there, you know, together. And,
yeah,
you know, what we do as a, you know, like almost like a ceremony or a testament to the marriage is each year we take turns mm-hmm. on who's going to celebrate the marriage. Now, we both celebrate it together, but who's going to surprise each other so that we can keep it spicy, you know?
Agreed.
And this year it's my husband's turn, so I'm super excited.
She ain't ready.
Know what we're going to do. And I will tell you all about it on our next episode, what we did, because I'm super excited. And because he always surprises me and does something special, and I always try to outdo him. And you know, the Bible says outdo one another in love, and I'm telling you, he outdoes himself in love. And so I'm super excited about what it's going to be about.
Amen.
Go ahead and tell him what we're going
to
do, babe.
No. See, try to put me on Front Street so I can tell, but I'm not telling y'all nothing.
I want to know.
You can't barter with me. It's a secret.
It's a secret.
But no, hands down, hang out. And you can't take this time for granted, because you gotta. Sometimes you might think like, "Well, we're together, we're in the house together, we're married."
Yeah.
You know, that's our hanging out. No, you gotta make special time for hanging out.
It is. It's
otherwise,
so important.
You know, it falls by the wayside.
It does, and we're not gonna let that happen. Again, this is 12 steps to make your relationship precious. Okay. So okay. Number two, right? You ready?
Ready for it.
Compliment one another.
Girl, you are beautiful. your eyes sparkle like a sunny, sunny day.
Yes.
Your lips. I love to kiss your lips.
Okay,
your touch.
Stop, you're embarrassing me right now.
But of cotton, the fabric of our lives.
Shut up, cotton. Okay, stop. Okay, so number two, compliment one another. You're right about it, right? And it should be a desire to build up one another, to build up your spouse, to point out the good stuff about them, you know? I love
it. It's easy to do the bad. Like, tell me something good about me, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I got a big head, but pump it up some more.
Okay, you know what? You know, it's something about telling your mate how handsome or how beautiful they are.
Correct.
It literally is edifying to the spirit. It feels so good.
I want
to
feed your soul.
You should.
Yeah.
You should. And you do. You know, you really do. And it's those opportunities. I'm encouraging you all to look for opportunities to compliment your spouse daily. Look for them, and you will just see how special you feel, we feel in their eyes. It's something about it. Just watching that twinkling in the eye when they know you think the world of them.
Amen.
I'm telling you, just do it all day, okay? All right, you ready for number three?
Come on now. We can't get to four without getting to three first. Come
okay.
On.
Don't waste a good fight.
Ooh.
Do not sweep any of your differences or concerns under the rug. Don't you fake it till you make it. You better faith it till you make it.
Say
okay?
That.
All right? And again, put everything out on the table. Put concerns out on the table. And change those disagreements to heated fellowship,
yes.
Right? You know, and we talk about this all the time. Don't you waste a good fight,
mm-mm.
Right? And that's what we've learned. We've learned to add to our repertoire, you know? Like, we've learned...
Say that.
We've learned boundaries, not walls, right? We're not walling off, you know, parts of ourselves. We're building boundaries like, hey, you know, you're going a little too far. Oh, you can go up to this point. Then from there, when you know the boundaries, you know what to protect, you know?
Agree.
Right?
Iron sharpens iron. So it's very important that you learn each other and understand
mm-hmm.
how a good fight can benefit your marriage.
Yeah.
Because we've all seen bad fights and they can go awry.
Mm-hmm.
But from a good fight, you know, what comes after a good fight, right? Right?
What?
Say it.
It's the makeup, baby.
Yeah.
I know what you're going to say.
Come on now. I'm all about the makeup. So I'm going to utilize a good fight to get to that makeup.
Yes. He talks about this all the time. I want you all to know this. He's like, oh, we about to fight. Oh, man, but we gonna make up, though.
Come on now.
So you got to speak to that in your relationship. So yes, you're absolutely right. And then that leads us to number four.
Come on.
be intentional, okay? Be intentional about your love. You better express it. And you can't just say, they know I love them. Oh, they know my heart. No.
That's the fallback right there.
No, it's not.
You already know.
We need to know. We need to know, and you need to show it. And it can be done through small things, you know, just listening and then providing maybe like, let's say a small gift, a card, a love letter, you know. I love your love letters.
When you were talking, I can't remember what song this was, but it was a line in a song like, say what you need to say. I can't remember what song it is. If y'all know, let me know. But it's like, say what you need to say. It's like, it keep repeating that same line over and over. And that's real talk. Say what you need to say, because like good, bad, in between, like you really have to talk things out. That's the most important thing in a marriage is communication.
Right.
So if I can't tell you how I'm feeling, I'm bottling that up, I'm holding it aside, two things are going to happen. I'm going to blow up over the easiest thing, or unfortunately, you're going to go talk to somebody else. And that's when you start letting people in.
Yeah, and you don't want to let anyone in before you let your spouse in. Your spouse should be there first, right? And so you have to demonstrate your love, you know? Like my husband just said, communicate. You know, 60% of your communication is nonverbal, right? So it's even as simple as you laying and putting your hand out there and holding your hand. You know, PDA, man, that's the new thing. I mean, that is the new sexy. And I love where I can hold my husband's hand and I feel comforted in that moment. It sends a message. It sends that we're connected, that we're bonded for life.
Amen.
And so I'm encouraging you all to make sure that your love is intentional. Express it, show it, speak it, do it. It is the best thing. It will build up your marriage from the ground all the way up. Okay? Amen. All right? Well, I'm glad you said amen, because that leads us to number five. Pray for each other.
Shut the front door.
Yes. Right? You know, they say handle with care, no, handle with prayer. It's that secret that a lot of marriages aren't utilizing on a regular basis, you know? You have to pray for your spouse. Yeah. You got to pray for them daily, and you got to pray for them often, you know?
Going back to it's a secret power you have. Like, you have the ability to, like, change your situation through prayer.
That's right.
So why not utilize it?
Well, let me tell you this. Prayer is that glue that will keep you together through thick and thin. You know, if things are happening, you know, it can overtake you. You can take it to the Father. You lay it on the altar, and then you let Him fight your battles, you know? And that's when we talk about when we pull out our spiritual popcorn.
Come on now.
You ever seen God fight your battles? You can sit back and watch. Be like, oh, it's about to go down. And I want to bring you to Ecclesiastes in 4:12, where it says, though one may be overpowered, two can defend themselves, but a cord of three strands is not quickly broken.
Yes, yes.
Right? And that leads us to when we were getting married, right?
We did the threefold cord.
Yeah, correct. We did a threefold cord as our unity ceremony, because we wanted to say, yeah, we can defend ourselves together, right? We one can be overtaken, but two together, we can defend ourselves. But when God is in the midst of us, it's not easily broken. We encourage you all to handle with prayer, okay? Yes. Number six. Laugh together. Stop it, kind of. Laugh together. I'm serious. Laughter is the best medicine.
Is it laugh together or laugh at the other person?
No, laugh together.
Man, I'm always laughing at you. You're so corny, but I love you. I'm always laughing at you. As you all can attest, when you hear Rhonda say these corny jokes and I don't co-sign.
It is not corny.
I'm laughing on the inside.
No.
Because I love this woman.
I think, I don't even know that I'm, and this is a crazy thing. He thinks I'm funny when I am being absolutely serious. He'll be like, oh my God. He'll be laughing to the core. And I'm like, okay, you're not taking me serious in this moment. I don't want you to laugh at me, but I will tell you that a sense of humor is a benefit to a happy marriage.
Agree.
Okay. So laughter supports emotional well-being. You know, it puts us in a good mood. It makes us want to do things together. Literally, it is like laughter is medicine to your bones. Okay.
To your soul.
Right. This is 12 years. Okay, you all. 12 years in the making.
Feeling like a slave.
What?
Every time you say it, that's the first thing in my mind. No. We're laughing. See, people, I'm going to laugh now, but I'm going to cry later.
Yes, you are.
I'm in trouble.
You just referenced 12 trouble. Years of our marriage to 12 Years a Slave, the movie. That is bad. Okay.
But he got free. Free me. I'm just trying to make you laugh, though. Come on.
Okay. Number seven. Okay.
Let's go.
into me see.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, into me see. It's different than just sex. It's into me see. See the depths of me. Understand me from the inside out. That is real intimacy, okay? So we're encouraging you all for step number 7. Don't you skip intimacy in your marriage, okay?
Yeah.
Because God created us to desire our spouse.
Yeah, I love studying you.
What?
Studying you.
That's, okay.
What do you think I said?
Nothing. Go ahead.
See,
go
look
ahead.
At y'all. Got my wife all man.
No. Go ahead. What
Let
are you
me be clear.
Say,
I love studying you. Like, studying. I love the fact that you're not the same person each and every day. Like, you're growing and you're changing, and I love finding out new things about you. So it helps increase that level of intimacy because I'm looking into you.
Thank you.
So God. I can find out more about you because I'm getting a degree in Rhonda.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to get my master's, my doctorate, my JD. I need a special degree. Shoot. Well, honorary. You. Come on. Whatever else I can get, I'm trying to get it in you.
Well, you know, everyone wants to be wanted, you know. Mm. And I'm going to tell you that, like, when you are intimate with your spouse, and I'm talking about both sexual intimacy and deeper, you know, spiritual intimacy.
Right.
It literally reassures your spouse that they are wanted, that you still want them, that you want them for years to come, and that you enjoy their company, right? And there is something about that intimacy, that connection. It can't be defined, right?
Right.
But it can't be defiled either.
Say
so
that.
It's just something deep about that connection. And so I enjoy those moments that we have together. And I enjoy them because they're often, right? And again, I'm not just talking about sex, though I enjoy that as well, right?
Say that.
But I enjoy how we are so connected.
Yes.
And when we're in a room together, it permeates the room. You can feel it. It's like a sweet perfume. It's like a frankincense and a myrrh. It literally, it just embodies the room. And so we have been told this many times, but now I see it.
I am highly thankful. I that's not the word I want to use. I tried to go big word, but it didn't happen. But I'm thankful that people tell us and they recognize, they see the love.
Like, yeah.
From across the room or in a different setting.
Right.
Like, they can just see how intertwined we are.
Yeah.
And how simpatico.
Oh, there you
favorite
go.
Word.
He was. That's the word he was looking for.
That ain't the word, but it's
that's that
we
Jeopardy
just
word.
Like,
you know,
we are in sync.
That's true.
Like, it's a dance that we're doing that we don't even might not even know the moves to, but it just looks so good.
It
it's
does.
Fluid.
It's so fluid, and you're so right. I love that you said that. That's being in sync. You know, that is that intimacy level. That's a deeper level. It's when one of us is not in the room, other people identify it, right? Mm. Because we don't look, you know, right until we're together, you know, and our power, you know, our intrinsic value doubles when we are together. I love that intimacy. So
yeah.
Again, you all, please enjoy intimacy. Don't you skip it, because it will leave a void in your relationship. And we want to make sure that you are building into your relationship. You're feeding it, right?
Yes.
Feeding it love and intimacy at all times. Okay.
Agree.
All right. Number 8, you ready?
Come on now.
Remain fit for marriage.
Ooh, mm-hmm. You talking about me?
No.
She told me to work out this morning. I didn't do it.
No, that's not what I mean. I'm not talking about that. Not in the natural sense, but I'm saying that, you know, things get tough and you need to work hard at it. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? You really do. You know, and you
that's
gotta
what's up.
You gotta make sure that you're always working towards it, you know, so that you can get through it, right? You know, there are gonna be tests in marriage, but the sweet spot is getting to the testimony, right?
Come on now.
And there is no test. Timony without a test, right?
Amen.
And so
facts.
We're encouraging you that it's essential that you're going to have trials. They're going to happen, right? But it's the way you get through them, right? We're battle tested, you know? And I've always said it, and if you haven't heard this before, but marriage is not for the weak. It
not
is not.
It's not for
right?
the faint of heart.
No.
You got to be ready.
You need to have thick skin. You know, the toughest people are people who have learned to stay married and it remain fruitful in marriage, right?
No, that's so true, because it fam. It is so easy to get a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
You can get a divorce for $99.99 nowadays.
Yeah.
They try to make it sound, they try to make it look good because you get it for less than $100.
Right.
It's so easy, but the hardest thing to do is to stay together.
Yeah, stick in there. You know, like, literally work hard at it and don't give up, right? Work for this marriage because it deserves to be worked for. And
yeah.
Think about it. it's something about, if something comes easy to you, you don't care, right?
Get out my head. I just said it in my head.
It's so true.
Oh, my God.
You just said it, right? If somebody gives you something for free, right, you always go, man, well, if I lose it, it's not that big of a deal.
Right.
But if you've worked for it, if you've earned it, if you've seen it, if you went through and you went through your blood, sweat, and tears to gain it and achieve it and to receive it, I'm telling you, nobody can just walk into that house. Nobody can just take away what you have earned,
say
your
that.
Treasure, right? You know, where the heart is, your treasure is. You have to recognize that you got to fight for this every single day, and it will make you stronger fighting for it.
And it's worth fighting for. Mm-hmm. Come on now.
Yes. Listen to your spouse. Listen to their heart and work at it.
Come on. What's next?
Okay. I'm sorry. I get it. Okay. You ready?
I'm ready.
United we stand.
United we stand.
Yes. I'm not talking about united we fall, right? United we stand. Mm. We are a united front.
Yeah.
And nobody is going to get in here.
Yeah.
Okay. We got our firewalls up.
Yeah.
Check out that episode. And you all need to see that we don't just let everybody in our marriage. You know, because there is going to be a bond of peace here. So if we stand united when something comes to challenge us,
right?
You know, what does the Bible say? The enemy comes in like a flood, but God raises a standard.
Yes.
Okay. We have a standard for this marriage. Okay. You're not just going to walk in here. You're not going to be tearing up my house. You're not going to be moving no furniture in here. Okay. Only us, you know, only we will, because we agree. And at times we disagree, but we do it together. We
correct.
Agree to disagree. But we agree that there will be peace in this house.
It's funny when you said that, though. I know you were talking about outside influence. All I was thinking about was the kids, because they will try to divide and conquer.
Yes, they will.
They'll be like, can I have this? Go ask your mama. Mama, daddy said I can have this.
Right.
If you say it's okay too. Like, now they'll manipulate the situation to get what they want.
That's
so
true.
I straight was thinking about the kids and how they try to divide and conquer.
So. That's so true. But you have to stay united as husband and wife, even with your children,
yeah.
so that they understand mommy and daddy said this is the rules, not mommy said this or daddy said
yeah.
this. You can't allow people to come in, even those little people, right, in between your marriage. Okay.
Come
Nobody.
On.
There is no divide and conquer here. It's, you know, how can a house be divided stand against it? You can't do it. It cannot. A house cannot stand that's divided against itself. We cannot allow it. Okay.
Facts. I hope y'all taking notes, people, because come on now, we'll rewind this, because this is good.
Right. Okay. All right, you ready for number 10?
Come on.
La 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 la.
What are you doing?
La 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 la.
Oh, we're trying to sing something.
La la la. Okay. All right, say I love you every day. I love you. I love you.
I adore you.
I not only adore you, I honor you.
I am in awe of you.
I am like, man, he is so precious to me. And he is my precious, precious.
You are my world.
Yep.
You definitely have to say I love you.
Yeah.
Those four letters never ring so true.
Enough said. Okay. There we go. We'll move on to the next. Okay. All right. Number 11. You ready?
Come on.
Come on. I don't know if
we're almost
ready.
There.
You ready?
Stay with us, people.
Date your mate.
Date
your mate.
Make special time to go out on dates.
Mm-hmm.
And don't just wait for Valentine's Day,
mm-hmm.
anniversaries, and birthdays.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, people.
He's preaching now. I'm sorry. I had to just jump in. This is the Amen Corner. And this is, we're talking about Tub Tuesdays, right? Or maybe you call it Shower Saturdays. I don't know what you want to call it.
No, that's facts. It doesn't have to be anything expensive. A date, as long as we're making quality time and being intentional.
Exactly.
Like we said at the top, about spending time together.
Yeah, we talked about spending time together, but now number 11 explains how you spend your time together, right? And that's like just doing those little things, you know, the little things to make sure and put it on the calendar, and don't you break it, okay? And it's not something that you, like my husband said, you do once a month or when everyone else is doing it. It's just, you know, celebrate every little moment, you know, because every time is precious. Every small
yes.
moment is precious. So we're encouraging you to do the same, okay? How about this? Are you ready about this?
It's number 12.
I'm going to give you.
It's coming to
12.
An end, people. Y'all better
coming.
Get this is it.
This is it. You all ready? Okay. Honor the journey. Okay.
Wow.
Honor your precious journey, right?
Wow. That's a good point, because like, if you think about it, like 12 years just flew by.
It did.
Like, it was like a blink of an eye. So like the next 12 and the next 24 and so forth, like, really be in the moment.
Yeah, you know, and recognize, you know, we talked about it before. We were talking about, you know, getting to 12 years of marriage, 20, 30 years of marriage, it's a heavenly inheritance. Yeah. It really is. It's something about it that makes it precious. But I want to read this to you guys, and it is in 1 Peter, and it starts 1 Peter 6, and it says, "In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ." Hear me when I say this. "Whom, having not seen you love, though now you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls."
Amen.
When you hear that, it's basically letting you know, like, hey, you're going to go through trials, but the perseverance, that's what's so precious, that faith, right? Faith is that good fight, right? It's saying, I've persevered to the end, right?
Right.
And I'm going to receive my reward, okay?
Hey, faith without works is dead.
Exactly. It 100% is. And so I'm receiving this year's reward, and that's 12 years of marriage to you. I honor you, honey. I love you so much. You literally make me so happy. You don't make me whole, right? But you make me happy.
Oh.
And I'm so happy.
Come
with
on
you,
now,
buddy.
Girl. Come on. I will marry you again. Let's go get married today. City Hall right now. Shoot.
Thank you all so much. Thank you so much. I'm just so happy that we can share with you all these 12 tips of marriage. We've been through a lot together, but we're excited about the new journey.
The next 12.
The next 12. The next 20. The next 30. Now. You know, until God says so, we're going to rock this marriage until the end. No one can rock this ring better than you.
Say that. You know what's crazy? It's not even crazy. I sit here thinking, like, you think about all the decisions you made in your life. Like, this has been the best decision I ever made in my life. Oh. And I thank you for that.
Oh,
I thank you for saying yes. She said yes to the dress. Yes.
Thank you all. And thank you all for saying yes to the Meet a We Talk podcast. And yes, this is the Truth Serum series, where we promise to tell you the truth.
The whole truth.
And nothing but the truth.
So help me God.
Thank you all, and see you next time.